from the Johns Hopkins University Brain Science Institute.
We place a coil next to the scalp of the patient and run through that an electric current that is changing, and that in turn sets up a magnetic field at right angles to the coil that permeates through the skull and the scalp unimpeded.
Dr. Irving Reddy is an associate professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University. He's describing a type of magnetic brain stimulation that's showing promise in treating depression, addiction, and chronic pain. Today on Brain Talk, transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Transcranial magnetic stimulation is a way to non-invasively and painlessly stimulate neurons, both in the brain and peripherally.
As Dr. Reddy explains, it's a gentler, less invasive form of stimulating the brain than electroshock therapy, known as ECT, which works by triggering a seizure. Transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, does not.
TMS is non-convulsive, whereas patients getting ECT are anesthetized and then have the treatment. Patients receiving TMS drive to and from the clinic and have essentially no side effects associated with the treatment.
TMS is known to help people with depression, and recent studies show it could help with overcoming addictions to substances like tobacco or drugs. It works in part by triggering new connections between neurons.
We stimulate in the front part of the brain, which regulates motivation, decision-making, control of inhibitions, and that by activating that part of the brain, we can gain better control over elements necessary to stop using drugs.
Dr. Reddy says one reason why TMS may help with easing addictions is that it might release dopamine into the reward system of the brain, in this way acting as a substitute for the dopamine released by the drug itself. Transcranial magnetic stimulation is also being looked at to help people with obsessive-compulsive disorder, Parkinson's disease, and other illnesses.
There is, however, a lot of interest in TMS being used as a treatment, and that relies on the fact that when you give pulses repetitively, it triggers long-lasting changes that outlast the actual stimulation itself.
The changes can last for hours or days after the stimulation is over, but the effects are not permanent. This, explains Dr. Reddy, is one of the drawbacks of the treatment.
The effects certainly can be long-lasting, and we are learning more about how long-lasting they might be. But once the TMS treatments are stopped or tapered off, it is important that other treatments are continued to maintain the beneficial effects that are triggered by the TMS.
And there are other inconveniences.
The second issue, of course, is that a treatment of TMS is a lot less convenient than taking a medication or even than sitting with a counselor and discussing issues that are relevant for that patient, whether that patient be addicted or depressed.
Currently, the FDA has approved TMS only for treating depression. And while Dr. Reddy says TMS is a work in progress, he's optimistic that this form of brain stimulation could be a viable treatment option for many people in the future. For more information on transcranial magnetic stimulation, log on to brainscienceinstitute.org. I'm Dale Connolly, and from Johns Hopkins University, this is Brain Talk.